cooking breakfast, old Dan worked the example. Put it down in step four. Got on my mule the next morning, took it to the boy. He was eating breakfast. No, he was in the kitchen, him and his wife, and I think they just finished breakfast. She was washing dishes. I handed it to him. Lola, he worked it. I don't believe it. Well, you come here and you'll see. She looked at it. She never said a word. Hand back to him, went back to the kitchen. Now, I worked that exam.
Oh, I see. You really enjoyed arithmetic.
I enjoyed arithmetic and spelling, too. Mm-hmm. But I worked that example and put it down in step form.
I
love to get a hold of them tricky examples to work, and that is one of them.
Figure it out.
Is the value of so and so and so and so and is divided up, you know, among so and so and so on. Mm-hmm. And I kept that old example a long, long time, but I don't know what ever went with it. But I worked that example a lot. And I never went to college, neither.
If a student didn't do too good in school and he didn't... He was supposed to go, but he didn't. What would you call that?
Let's see. I don't know just exactly now just what they did call that. I couldn't tell you.
Would they ever say he bolted school or he...
No, they wouldn't say that. I never heard that.
He played hooky or...
Yeah, I've heard him say that.
Hooky, that's right.
Yeah, that's where he's going to school and maybe wouldn't go today, and that's what they'd call hooky.
Played hooky.
Yeah, that's what they call hooky.
They say that.
Just when he'd miss a day, you know.
Uh-huh.
Play off like something sick or something, and when there wasn't nothing wrong with him, he just playing off.
Start the school and go somewhere else.
How did they teach students about the war between the states, the Civil War? What would they call that? Do you remember how they used to discuss that? I think it'd be interesting to try to remember.
Civil War, I reckon, wasn't it?
Hmm?
Called it Civil War, didn't it?
Oh, yeah, they called it Civil War, sure.
Between the Yankees and the...
I believe that's about all the information I can give you on that.
What would a girl? I mean, most boys, I suppose, became farmers. If a girl went to town after she graduated, she didn't get married. What might she become? How would she earn a living in town in those days?
I don't believe I could give you any information on that.
Did they have any things like if she go to work for a lawyer, what would she be known as?
Secretary.
It's called secretary.
And yeah. Did you have a hospital in Pontotoc?
No, not at that time.
They
have a hospital there now, but they didn't have a hospital way back then.
So girls never, I mean, you had boys who become doctors, but girls were never...
There were no girls made doctors out of the field.
Would they make nurses?
They'd make nurses.
They'd have to go.
We got a daughter that's a registered nurse up there at Pontotoc Hospital.
I see. What would you call a lady who traveled around the country and